Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Ruth Quarterman. Date of birth is 1/2/1954. Date of procedure December 16, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Venkateswaranandam. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy and cold biopsy. Polypectomy indication is family history of colon cancer in her mother, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, counter for screening colonoscopy, description of procedure, informed consent of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions, which is malignancy, well explained to the patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, service with monitor, anesthesia care period, tissue rectal exam was normal, created well lubricated, and study of colonoscopes introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified at the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. A retroflexy was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good. Period. The patient, the plus bowel prep score was 8, 2-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. The withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Period. Findings number one, there was a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a lipoma approximately 2 centimeters noted in the ascending colon. This was biopsied for histology. There was fat content extruding from the biopsy site. Next line. There was an approximately 2 centimeter ascending colon pedunculated polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy in piecemeal fashion, period. There was inverted ticks noted in diverticulosis on the left side. Next line, there is grade 1 to 2 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, it is important to note that the patient's colon was redundant and tortuous, requiring a significant amount of looping and counterpressure. Period. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months for reevaluation of the ascending colon polypectomy site. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with fiber supplementation. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled.